We are learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning the top line of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah of Yesh Edim Shiyatsa Behinuma, we're talking about that Isha, we're not sure if she was a Basula when she got married or Ba'ula when she got married, and she didn't have her Ksuba. So it says if you have Edim that she went out Behinuma, or Reisha Perua, or they gave out Kloyos by the Chuppah, then the halacha is that the Edim are, say Edis on this, now we know that she's a Basula. Zakhti Mara, my Hinuma, what does Hinuma mean? It means a tanur of asa, which is hadasim. And Rashi explains, it means k'min chuppa shel hadas agula. It's like this round, it's a rounded chuppa that's made out of myrtles, out of myrtle branches, which is hadasim. That's what it's made out of. What's loshen then of hinuma? So Shitim Mekabetzah says that there's a targum somewhere of tanur, that the targum is hinum. And that's why it says loshen hinuma. So one pshat in Hinuma means the special chuppah made out of adasim. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Karisa de Menamna ba Kalasa. It's a veil, and it's called Hinuma because the Kala falls asleep in it. Like Rashi explains, that it's Ta'if al Raisha, this covering over her head, Meshurva al-Neg covers her eyes, Kamosha Oisim Mekameh, like we do in our places, which is like what we call the veil, over the face. Upa'amim, Shimnanan, she falls asleep with Saichar. Metech, she ain't an Amagum, no one can see her, she falls asleep sometimes, that's called Hinuma. So it means a veil. And the minig was only a Basula went out with a veil, and therefore that would be a Rai that she's a Basula. Rabbi Yechon Breka says that if they gave out Kloyos by the Chuppah, then we know that she's a Basula. Tana, Behuda Raya. All these different Rai that we just said, either the Hinuma or Reisha Perua, or the Kloyos, those are Simonim in Yehuda. But Bava Mai, what would be a Raya in Bava? What they do in Bava for the Basulais, that would be a Raya that she was a Basula. Amar Rav, Darduge de Mishcha Reisha, the Rabbanon. They used to, by a Basula, Chasen of a Basula, they used to smear oil on the heads of the Tamidei Chachamim. Which Chassam Sefer speaks out that there's two chedushim in this, that why people will remember is, first of all, the Chum usually never got their heads smeared with oil. It wasn't a derech of the Datim Chum to do such a luxury. And number two is, ladies did it. And that was also very interesting. Ladies doing smearing the oil onto the heads of the Drabbanim. I can ask me on the side here, how is that mutter to do? So if you look at the Neve Ezer, Simen Chof Aleph Sif Hei, it says over there, in the Ramah at least, the yesh makilim elud le'osu dram shechiba el be'ishde nida, only by nida. The yesh, and they said, therefore, if it's all Hashem Shemayim, it's mutter in certain cases, if it's a derech avdus, ayin sham, it's taka good shayla, if this would be mutter or not, they didn't touch them, they just poured the oil on the head, akapanim, that was what they did by the chastens of a basula, and that would be a raya, that she's a basula. Amalei Rapapa Labaya, Rapapa asked Labaya, Mishcha de Chefusa Kama? What are you talking about here? They smeared oil on the heads? Is that like something that they need? Like, what they need a Chafifa Sarosh to clean their heads over here? Amalei, so by answer, Yasma, which means, Rashi says, Yosem Minig Anoyig, you don't know the Minig, Le'ovdlcha Imcha, the Dugi Mishcha, Reish, the Avon Mishas Maisa? They didn't do by your chasana, they didn't do, oil, they didn't pour oil on the heads of the Chamim? I'll give you an example. That one time there was a certain Chosh of Talmud Chacham that his son was marrying into the family of Rabba Ula, Bei Rabba Ula, or the Gir says, Amrila, Rabba Ula, Asik Le Lebrei, his son was marrying Kihum Rabbanon, a certain Talmud Chacham, Vedarik Mishcha Aresha, the Rabbanon Mishas Maisa. So you see, they did. And by his chasana, they did such a thing. So this is the minig. This is the minig. Where Papa, obviously, by his chasana didn't do it, but this was the minig. And that would be a riot if you have him bring Edim. That's what happened by the chasana. We know she's a psula. Zok to Gemara, armless amai. What's the simon that you know she's a mana? Like we had before, we want something as a simon. Here, sometimes, with this case of Shemen, a lot of times, it didn't happen, and even though she was a psula, why it didn't happen? Either because it was a hard thing to do, like we had such an idea before with the barrel, it's a hard thing to do, so therefore it didn't always happen. And or pshat is that not always with the Tamid Chum there, like you find, but our Papa's Chasa didn't have it, why not? Sometimes not Tamid Chum there, it's only was done with Tamid Chum, poured on the heads of Tamid Chum. So Amazah Mai, Tanavis, Amazah, Les La Kisni. By Amazah, they don't have Kloyos even by the Suda. That means every single Chasana, even in Bavel, had Kloyos by the Suda, by a Basula. By Amazah, they didn't have it. That wasn't a Tircha. That's missing then you know that it's almana. So the right of the almana was if there was no kloyos by the suda. So the Gemara writes it. And the Mishnah said, Moed Rabbi Yeshua, like we spoke about on yesterday's daf, that Yeshua's Moed, that certain migu is Naman. Which migu? The migu that he goes over to a child and says, your father owned my property, my property was your father's, and I bought it from him. So there it's a Pesha, it's a Pesha. So Gemara's question is, the listening Moed Rabbi Yeshua, but even the Chaveira saw the Yeshua Chaha Yisav, the Kachticha Misham. And I bought it from you. Why do you have to say a case where we're talking to the son about his father's property? Why don't we say that Rav Shua's Maida, if Reuven goes up to Shimon and says, this field was yours, but I bought it from you. And therefore, there's a Pesha, also Pesha. So why don't we say that? And what would be the mile saying that? Like, Tai speaks out, because it's a bigger chiddush, that even though it's a bari, now the guy says, well, it's not true. So there, even though it's a bari, it still is them because of Pesha. Also. So why don't we say this case? So Gemara answers, we couldn't say this case because we want to say the Seifa. It says in the Seifa, Yesh Edim Shushalai, there's Edim that have belonged to him, and then Reuven says, but I bought it from you, Einam, not Namam, because it's not Pashas anymore, we have Edim. So if it's talking about you're talking to the Baldover himself, not to the son of the Baldover, you're talking about to the guy himself who used to own the field. So what's the case? Hey Chidam, Ida Achlos Nechazaka, Amalam Hemen. If Reuven was on this field for 3 years already, and the Shimon was not Meicha, so why shouldn't he be believed? He's believed. Lacha is that after 3 years, you don't have to keep your star Mechira, the star that you bought it, because you don't have to keep it more than 3 years. You lose it by then. And if he wasn't Meicha, so then it's yours. If you weren't sitting here already 3 years, you should have saved your star. It's possible you're not Nemeh to say, I bought it. So therefore, we're saying we don't want to say the case. We don't want to say the case is that the Migul was to the guy himself you bought it from. Because then what's the safer? If there's Edim, then you're not Neman. Possibly not Neman. If you have a Chazaka, you're talking Neman. If you don't have a Chazaka, it's possibly not Neman. So, Freik Dimara Kasha, Yoch Gabi Ovav Nami. What's the case of the safer? We're saying there's Edim, so then you're not believed to say I bought it. So, Nami, what's the case? Idoch Hashne Chazaka, if you have a Chazaka already, Amayla Mehemen, why Taka aren't you believed yet? You're sitting here on this field for 3 years, no one was Meicha, you believed. If you don't have a chazaka, it's possibly not believed. Where's your star? Where's your star that you bought it? Where's the document that you bought it? So Gemara says, no. Bishlam gava aviv, mishkachas lo, we have a case that could be a chiddush. What's the case? You bought it 2 years before the father was nifter, and you sat the 2 years on the field. So that was so far. 2 years of a chazaka. You need a third year. And the third year, and there, the halacha is that even though you have 3 years of chazaka, you're not Neman. Why? Because the year in the Chaye of the son is not counted. Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, Ein Machzike Menichse Katan Afilo Higdal. Rav Huna says, remember, that it's not called a Chazaka Menichse Katan even after he gets older. If you started being Machzik while he was a Katan, it's not a Raya because he doesn't know what he's talking about. Therefore, it's not a Chazaka. And Rav Huna says, even Higdal, even after he gets older, like Rashi says, you sat the 3 years after his Bar Mitzvah, but still, since the beginning, he saw you there and he didn't know the whole situation. So therefore, it's not even a Chazaka afterwards. So therefore, our Mishnah is telling us, that in Yesh La'edim Einanem, what's the case? 2 years you had Chazaka, and one year you were Chazaka in front of the son. The halacha is not a Chazaka, you're not Nema. So Freit the Gemara, if that's true, if that's what our Mishnah is telling us, so Rav Huna, who says a Memra, Eimach Zikim Nichsei Katan Afilu Higdil, Rav Huna is Amayra. What's Rav Huna telling a Mishnah? Rav Huna Masis Masal Shmina? It's the first Mishnah, right here in Masechet Ksubas. And like Rashi says, Rashi says, "My also Rav Huna La Ashminon. Harei Kfar Shenuya Va'imedes. It's already a Mishnah. V'Dava Ashoni Mishusenu Shagav Fi Karl. Something is there a Mishnah. Everyone knew that. Everyone knew the Mishnah. So then, what was Rav Huna telling us? Why he wasn't breaking any ground if it's a first Mishnah? So Gemara says two terutzim. One terut says the Bayi Seimer Rav Huna Duke of the Mishnah Kama. It's not a first Mishnah. Mishnah says if there's Edim, you're not Nema. Now, what exactly is the case? That Rav Huna was mechayish to us. I was talking about a case that it was in front of the katan, and therefore it's not a chazaka because in front of the katan is not a chazaka. So therefore, it is a chiddush. Rav Huna is explaining to us what we take out of the Mishnah. Second terrorist, if you say my fellow higdol kamashlan, Rav Huna says something extra. He says even if you become a gadol and he eats on the field for 3 years, still it's not a chazaka, and that you don't see from our Mishnah. Great, the Gemara Kasha. I still can say a chiddush. Listen to the day. It's talking about Reuven talking to Shimon the Baldov, who used to own the field himself. The question was, what's the chiddush? If there's no chazaka, avad you're not neman. If there's a chazaka, you are neman. So I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Look, we're going to achlo shtayim in front of 2 years. You did chazaka in front of him. V'achasoy in front of, and 1 year chazaka, the 3rd year chazaka, he was away. Ukagon Shabarach, like he ran away. And the chiddush would be is that you're not neman. That's not a good chazaka. And that would be the chiddush. Bring them all. What's the case? Baruch Mach Masmai. What was the case? Why did he run away? If he had to run away because he was in danger of getting killed by someone, so then it's pashut. It's not a chazaka. He can't be meicha because if he's meicha, everyone's gonna know where he is. So he can't be meicha. And if he ran away because he had a lot of chayvus and people were running after him, so barulim chuyu still should make a macha. The kaimala, because we paskin macha, so in front of have macha. A macha, even not in front of the person on the field, you just make a macha somewhere. It'll be chavre chava islay. People will hear about it. And it'll be a macha. The luck is it's macha. We'll bring a raya in a second. So the Gemara is saying is we can't zet sign by the guy himself because of marashach. If he had 3 years of chazaka, says neman. If he didn't have 3 years of chazaka, it's not neman. I'll tell me 2 years of fun of and one shloya fun of stole a chazaka. If you ran away machmas mama and stole a chazaka, why? Because the owner should have, the former owner should have been meicha, should have said that it's not yours. And wherever he is, he could say it in front of two edim. And he says that I'm being meicha, that's my field, and automatically it'll reach the ears of the guy sitting on the field. Once you say in front of two, it's chavre chavre isla. Now, how do we know mechash lo yifonav have mecha? This time, look at the Mishnah. Sholosh harata is the chazaka. There are three different regions when it comes to chazaka. Yehuda, the region of Yehuda, ve'ever hayarden, the region of ever hayarden, ve'agolil, and the Galil. Hayav Yehuda, if he was living Yehuda, ve'chse ve'gal, if the owner moved to Yehuda, and someone made a chazak in Galil, or begal hichsiv Yehuda, ain't a chazak. It's not a chazak. Actually, he might be a medina. Until he's together with the same medina, then it's a chazaka. But same in the same region, even a different city, the same medina. But one's in Yehuda, one's a Galil, it's not a chazaka. Vavinaba. And the Gemara there asks, what's Pshat in this Mishnah? Maikasav, ikasav mecha shloi b'fon of have a mecha. If you hold mecha, not in front of the guy sitting on the field is a macha, safil of Yehuda v'gol nami. Even if you're in Yehuda and the field's in Galil, the opposite, it should work. V'yikasav macha, shloi v'fanav la macha, if it's not a macha, then I feel Yehuda nami. Even in the same region, Yehuda, if it's two different cities, it shouldn't work either. And it's mashma here in the same region, it works. So I'm rabbi my mom, lo'ilam kasav macha, shloi v'fanav ha macha. A macha, shloi v'fanav is kasidim macha. Why? Because chavre chavre, islay, it'll get to him, it'll reach his ears. And the Mishnah is talking about in a time when there was a chirum, which means there was a time when you couldn't go from one place, one region to another region. There was armies there, and you could not go from one region to another. You couldn't go from Yehuda to Gaul. And since you're going to Gaul, then no chavra chavra islay. There's like a machama there. There's no chavra chavra islay. There's no caravans going back and forth. So maishlo Yehuda v'gal denagas. Why do you pick Yehuda v'gal? Anytime there's a chirum, anytime there's a war between the two cities, you can't go from one city to another city. Why are you picking Yehuda v'gal? So my answer is the stam Yehuda v'gal k'shas chayim dami. The stam matziv of Yehuda v'gal is like a shas chayim. That was the stam. The status quo of Yehuda v'gal was always like, and even be'ez shalom, there was no people going there. There was no caravans going back and forth, even in the time of Shalom, because they are always, it was not a place they mixed. They didn't mix. Yehuda and Gaul did not mix together. And therefore, it's always considered like a Shas Chayrim, and there a Macha in one place will not reach the ears of the person on the field. In the other place, therefore it's not a Macha. But Avad Macha, so Fanav Hav Macha. And therefore, he couldn't set on a Mishnah by the Baldava himself, because even if he ran away, if it's Machas of Fasha, he's talking about not a Chazaka. If he ran away Machas Mammon, he should have made a Macha, because a Macha, so Fanav Hav Macha.